Good, and glad y'all both got on there and gave me a little bit of insight into how things were in the past. I do appreciate that. My vehicles are old, but they're not that old. My stuff is from the early 90s. I was born basically in the mid-90s. I was born in 94. My cars are 92. But even as that is, I have my transmissions are kind of some sort of a hybrid between vacuum and electric. The lower gears are operated by vacuum. The higher gears are operated by electric. So I've got shift solenoids and vacuum modulators both on my transmission. Kind of interesting. But those vehicles are 30 years old now. Going on 31 soon. And they got a lot of miles on them, but I like them. About that guy not being able to get his car worked on because it was logged in that he didn't pay his repair bill. That's ridiculous. That's crazy. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm on that. I'm not condoning not paying your bill, but that's ridiculous that that was plugged in and programmed into the car so that it would tell the next shop that. That's ridiculous right there. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And thanks for hopping in there and hanging around for some comments. Steven, I really enjoy it. And thanks for hopping back in there, Harry. I really enjoyed hearing y'all, too. But I'm getting kind of tired, so I'm going to go ahead and work on closing the net out so I can get me some shut-eye. I've been up since about 5:30 this morning, so I'm kind of tired.
Okay, Daniel, we won't hold it while you're here. 70 feet to Harry, and when he mentioned the 1956 Buick, well, that's one that my dad had. And, started on driving by starting it up and driving it out of the garage into the driveway. But Harry mentioned about drag racing. I kind of broke out in a little smile. Ever seen a 1956 Buick? The front end of that is loaded up like a tank. I thought if somebody drag racing that, it's kind of funny. One question for you, Daniel. Have you ever seen the movie American Girl?
Not. I need to. I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
American Graffiti is a classic. And I think it was produced by George Lucas, the guy that did the Star Wars film. But it's actually an autobiography of his childhood growing up during the golden age out there in California. Soundtrack, some of the best music you'll ever hear. And you got everything from the street races to the hijinks. It is a very entertaining movie. It's a clean movie. It's nothing like in my opinion, the garbage that's out there today. You'll love the cars. Love the cars. Beautiful customized 1958 Chevy Metallic to work with. It's also a 1955 Chevy Bel Air, two-door sedan, driven by Harrison Ford. Well, he was unknown back then. Actually, a lot of the actors were unknown. Male lead is Ron Howard of Happy Days before that Andy Griffith days. But please make the time to see that. You will absolutely love it. And then if you want a little bit more close to that, not the same class level, but there was a movie called Hollywood Nights. Hollywood Nights. K-N-I-G-H-T-S. They shut down the drive-in haunt out in California, and the movie is about what happened in 24 hours. There's all kinds of subplots taking place. If you love comedy, you will laugh your dairy as well by that. Okay, all that said, Daniel, we'll let you get some sleep. I respect what it's like to get up early, and unfortunately I'm retired now, so I don't have to contend with that like you do. So my pleasure talking to Harry and meeting you for the first time on the air here. Wish you 73 and stay healthy. KU9J. Turning it to KJ4 WZN for the Pike. 73 Dan.
Well, thank you again, Stephen, for hopping in for comments. And I'll definitely watch that movie. It sounds like something that I would definitely really, really, really enjoy. I like Bel Airs. They're really cool. And my dad, his first car was a 1963 Chevy Impala. So I actually suspect him and my mom have both probably seen that movie. They were born in the 60s. Both of them were. So I'd say they've probably seen that movie. And I'll definitely watch it later on when I get a chance to. But good talking to you, and I look forward to hopefully catching you next time. So I'm going to look up your call. Hang on a second. KU9J. Alright. KU9J, KJ4, WZM, Kilo, Juliet 4, Whiskey, Zulu, Mike. Been good talking to you, Stephen, and we'll catch you later on down the log. 73s, and good night to you.
Daniel,
KU9J, please. After comments, call KJ4WZM. WZM now securing the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to the only image you use, 73s, and good night, everybody.